The non-NDE patients provided a baseline comparison. Generally, SABOM's Atlanta-based patients reported NDE experiences similar to those of Van Lommel's Dutch patients. Negative NDEs. I thought to myself that I could have been anything that I wanted to be. I had just destroyed it. Attempted suicide survivor recounting a distressing NDE. Only a minority of reported NDEs are distressing. Researchers Bruce Grayson and Nancy Bush took 10 years to find 50 such cases. SABOM eventually located 2 cases in his Atlanta study. One of them was an attempted suicide who vomited up the fatal dose during the NDE. A key finding is that when NDEs follow a suicide attempt, the patient typically abandons thoughts of suicide afterward. That's significant because many NDEers don't particularly want to be revived. Nonetheless, losing the fear of death seems to mean losing the fear of life as well. Some NDEs sound equivocal. For example, philosophical atheist A.J. Ayer, 1910-89, describes an NDE he had in 1988. I was confronted by a red light, exceedingly bright and also very painful, even when I turned away from it. I was aware that this light was responsible for the government of the universe. Among its ministers were 2 creatures who had been put in charge of space. These ministers periodically inspected space and had recently carried out such an inspection. They had, however, failed to do their work properly, with the result that space, like a badly fitting jigsaw puzzle, was slightly out of joint. I felt it was up to me to put things right. Ayer finally escaped the painful red light. He apparently remained an atheist until his death the following year, but he became, in the words of his wife, much nicer and more interested in other people. Playwright William Cash, who staged a play based on Ayer's account at the Edinburgh Festival, received a somewhat different account of Ayer's reaction from his doctor at the time, Jeremy George. George recalls that Ayer told him, "I saw a divine being. I'm afraid I'm going to have to revise all my various books and opinions." He did not do so, however. Toward the end, though, he admitted Jesuit philosopher Frederick Copleston, a former debating partner, as his closest friend. Even though Ayer's experience was equivocal, he exhibited greater compassion, a hallmark of NDEs.
This is the end of the CD. The program continues on the next CD.